Hi, my name is Tolu Lokpe Kolade, aka T-Code, and I'll be answering your podcast and voiceover questions in this episode.
Welcome to the Ask and Answer podcast, where all your questions as an audio creative will be answered by experts and industry leaders. And the questions for this episode says, Hi, I'm a voiceover artist considering starting a podcast. What are some benefits of having a podcast and how can it help me grow my voiceover business?
All right, so as a voiceover artist considering to start a podcast, there are lots of benefits from doing that. Benefits stem from the fact that podcasting is another audio craft. So the efforts that you put into podcasting in a way positively would also help grow your voice acting skill. So for instance, if you look at podcasting, it allows you to record with your voice behind a microphone if you're doing it like really professionally. But even without doing it professionally, I mean, like if you don't have the, you know, standard setup, you can still record on your phone. The act of doing that constantly, because podcasting is going to require that you do it as constant as possible to stay consistent, that alone, you know, recording, editing, and putting it out there will positively impact your voiceover, you know, craft, because you are more familiar with not just recording, but editing, which is a fundamental skill that voiceover artists should have. So these positively affect your voiceover career. Another advantage that podcasting is going to have, or starting a podcast is going to have on your voiceover career, is that it'll increase your visibility. Most voiceover artists have great speaking voices. So you having a podcast is just a way to market that voice. And people are going to hear you from either your normal speaking voice, or you may decide to do a promo for your podcast on your podcast, and the voice is also selling. So that is another way to sell yourself. And you can't go wrong with doing a podcast, because it's an audio skill or an audio craft. So it's just very on brand for voiceover artists to do podcasts. And lastly, I think it also showcases your skill, right? Like, a client is going to feel like, oh, you are a capable hand to work on their audio project, seeing how you're able to coordinate and, you know, do a podcast over time. So I think it's a good one. And this would really help grow your voiceover business free with the marketing and all of that.
All right, question two says, Hi, I'm looking for advice on how to get started with podcasting as a voiceover artist. What are some first steps I can take to launch my own podcast?
So you want to start a podcast as a voiceover artist, right? The first steps that you can take to launch your own podcast, okay, let's think about it this way, because if you say as a voiceover artist, that implies something unique, but there are the general advice that I would give anybody trying to start podcast, whether you're a voiceover artist or any other thing that you do, which also still applies if you're a voiceover artist. So let's look at that first. You want to start a podcast. What are the first steps you want to do? The first step is to plan, you know, conceptualize what your podcast is going to be like. And in that stage, you're looking at what's the title of your podcast, what is your what demography are you targeting, your target audience, right? What is the frequency of publishing or posting that you want to engage your podcast through? Say, is it once a week, twice a week, once a month? These are like the basic things. Then you want to look at the branding. How would your podcast appear? What are the catchphrases? Are you going to be in the front of your cover art? These are just the basic stuff you look at. And then you also want to importantly look at what platform are you going to host your podcast. There are a couple of platforms. There in Africa, for instance, we've got Jamit, we've got AfriPods, and a couple of others. Globally, you've got Creators by Spotify and some others. So you want to do your research to check which one. Some are free, while some are paid. But the free ones don't hurt. I mean, come on. So you should look at all of those conceptualizing. The next thing also is to look at the process, right? So the process for podcasting is typically get a topic, figure out if you're going to need a guest or not, then record the episode. So after the recording is done, you move to editing. You edit the episode, meaning you clean out whatever shouldn't be there and add whatever sound effect or soundtrack you want to add. And, you know, just a very well-produced episode. And then the third thing is to upload that episode, put it on your podcast hosting platform for not just hosting, but distribution. That's the third thing. And the fourth thing is marketing your podcast, which is ensuring that people are aware that the podcast has been published. So you do that. I do that mostly via social media, right? Instagram, Twitter, or X, and YouTube. So those are my methods. So these are like the four major steps, you know, for the podcasting. So when you look at the conceptualization and then you take the steps together, you know, you're going to make a good one. But for someone who is going into voiceovers, the question, I mean, for someone who is a voiceover artist and is looking to start podcasting, the question is, do you want to podcast about voiceovers or you have other interests? So if you have other interests, just take the steps I gave you. But if you want to podcast about voiceover, really be sure that you're very passionate about voiceover or any other thing that you even want to talk about. I podcast about voiceovers and it's not been an easy journey, but it's been a very, very rewarding one, because when I see how far the impact of my podcast goes, it keeps me very excited and happy about it. And it inspires me to do more. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, well yes, that's really cool. You just need to figure out, okay, is it a style where you are the one, you know, sharing tips and stuff, or are you interviewing people, or is it a weekly stuff where you review what happened in the voiceover industry, stuff like that. This is just ideas that I'm just throwing around, and it could be a mix of all of those, right? Just giving you tips or ideas that you can mess around with if you're a voiceover artist looking to get into podcast. Or what? How about this? If you did a podcast about, you know, they're just features or showcases your voice as a voiceover artist. You know, you could even create a storytelling podcast where you are telling stories, you know, well-written stories, like it's an audio drama or something like that. So these are ideas that you can fiddle with and find one that works. It's a brilliant way to showcase your skill as a voiceover artist, and I'd encourage you to do so. So, yeah, that's my advice.
Thank you so much, Tolu Lope Kolade, and to all listeners, that's all for today on the Ask and Answer podcast. If you loved what you heard, then be sure to subscribe to our podcast and turn on the notifications. Don't forget to send in your questions by using the link in the description. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again in another episode. Let's keep creating magic with our voice. Bye.